Picture a child clutching a handful of sand, squeezing tighter as the grains slip through their fingers. The harder they grip, the faster it disappears. This is precisely how we live our lives, frantically pursuing security in a world that offers none, creating the very anxiety we're trying to escape. We've built elaborate systems to protect ourselves from uncertainty, insurance policies, retirement plans, five-year strategies. Yet, despite our precautions, we're more anxious than ever. Why? Because we're fighting against the fundamental nature of existence itself. The real crisis isn't that life is uncertain, it's that we've convinced ourselves it should be otherwise. We treat the present moment like a waiting room, constantly rehearsing past regrets or future worries. Meanwhile, life, the only thing that's actually real, passes us by unnoticed. This isn't just philosophical musing, it's the source of our deepest suffering. Think about the last time you truly enjoyed a meal without mentally planning your next task, or fell asleep without reviewing your day or rehearsing tomorrow's conversations. Difficult, isn't it? We've become time travelers, mentally everywhere except where we actually are. Animals don't share this burden. A cat basking in sunlight isn't worrying about next week's food supply. But our sophisticated brains, capable of memory and prediction, have turned against us. When we finally understand this paradox, something extraordinary happens. The ground we thought we needed to stand on disappears, and we discover we could fly all along. Our ability to plan ahead has become our prison. We endure miserable jobs for future retirement, sacrifice present joy for tomorrow's security, and miss our children's childhood while building their college funds. We've become so skilled at preparing for life that we've forgotten how to live it. The cruelest twist? Our heightened consciousness means we can't have pleasure without the capacity for pain, can't plan without the ability to dread, can't remember joy without fearing its loss. We've created a biological trap, like a mouse so sensitive it can't touch the cheese without feeling the spring. We've confused the menu with the meal. Words, thoughts, concepts, these are maps of reality, not reality itself. Yet we've become so enchanted by our maps that we've forgotten the actual landscape. When we say tree, we think we understand it, but the word is just a label. The living thing itself remains mysterious and indefinable. We've confused the menu with the meal. Words, thoughts, concepts, these are maps of reality, not reality itself. Yet we've become so enchanted by our maps that we've forgotten the actual landscape. When we say tree, we think we understand it, but the word is just a label. The living thing itself remains mysterious and indefinable. We've tried to capture existence's flowing river in language's rigid containers, like explaining running through still photographs. You see positions, but the essential movement vanishes. Religion and science both construct elaborate verbal systems claiming to explain reality while actually just explaining other words. The universe doesn't need our definitions to exist. A mountain doesn't require the word mountain to be magnificent. Yet we've become so word drunk that we feel we haven't truly experienced something until we've named it, categorized it, and filed it away. The tragedy isn't that we can't capture reality in words, it's that we've stopped looking at reality altogether. Your heart beats 100,000 times daily without thought. Your immune system fights invaders while you sleep. Your body possesses an intelligence that makes conscious thinking look like a child's crayon drawing next to a masterpiece. Yet somewhere along the evolutionary path, we decided the brain was boss and the body merely a vehicle. This split between thinking and being is the root of our suffering. The brain wants things the body doesn't need. The body sends signals the brain can't interpret. We eat with our minds rather than our stomachs, never knowing when we're full. Modern civilization has become a monument to this internal war. We force our biological rhythms to conform to mechanical clocks, then wonder why we're exhausted. we treat the body as an enemy to be controlled. And like all tyrants, the brain makes everyone miserable, including itself. Here's a thought experiment. Try to find the thinker behind your thoughts. Go ahead, look. What do you find? More thoughts, thoughts about thoughts. But where's the you having these thoughts? It's like trying to see your own eyes without a mirror, structurally impossible. We assume there's a separate I experiencing life, like a theater goer watching a movie. This illusion creates endless suffering as we try to improve or control ourselves. But who's trying to improve whom? Look closely. You find only sensations, thoughts, and feelings arising and passing. No separate entity experiencing them. This isn't mystical. It's what's already true. Right now, you're not separate from your experience. You are the experience. The sensation of reading these words, arising thoughts, feelings in your body, that's you. Not something happening to you, but you yourself. When this recognition dawns, the internal war ends, not through victory, but through realizing there were never two sides fighting. When caught in a river's strong current, fighting is fatal. Survival means swimming with it while angling toward shore. This isn't surrender, it's intelligent adaptation. Yet psychologically, we do the opposite, resisting, fighting, tensing against every uncomfortable feeling. True awareness means being present without judgment or resistance. Pain is just sensation. Suffering is our story about it, our wish it were different, our fear it will continue. When we stop dividing ourselves from experience, it transforms, not because we've changed it, but because we've stopped fighting it. This isn't a technique. You can't practice being present any more than you can practice being yourself. You already are present. You've just been too busy thinking about the past and future to notice. The feeling of separation from the world is the fundamental illusion. You are no more separate from the universe than a wave is from the ocean. The air you breathe, the food you eat, the thoughts you think, all arise from the world around you. You are not in the universe. You are an activity the universe is doing. When this recognition becomes felt rather than merely understood, everything changes. Living from wholeness means each moment becomes complete in itself. You're no longer rushing toward future fulfillment because this moment is the fulfillment. Life isn't a journey toward a destination. It's a dance, complete in each step. Music isn't played to reach the final note. Each note is the point. Here's a radical suggestion. Stop trying to fix yourself. Not because you're already perfect, but because there's no separate you to fix. The divided mind creates problems the whole mind never had. We chase happiness while running from ourselves, seek security while creating anxiety, pursue meaning while missing what's already here. Stop reading the guidebook and look at the view. Stop rehearsing for life and live it. The wisdom of insecurity isn't about learning to tolerate uncertainty. It's about discovering that uncertainty is the only thing that's ever been certain. And that's exactly what makes life worth living. Right now, without needing to improve or achieve or become anything other than what you are complete. The question isn't whether you'll find security, it's whether you'll finally stop looking for it and discover the freedom that was here all along.